Give me 4.5 minutes of daylight and I guarantee you will score. Trevin A. Jones with the UMT Sports Report right here on UMT Radio.
Week 5 of the HBCU season kicked off Thursday night with the Eagles of North Carolina Central slipping past the Rattlers of Florida A&M 21-14. Thanks to redshirt freshman Isaiah Titan running through the heart of the FAMU defense and scoring the eventual game-winning touchdown with just over 2 minutes left in regulation.
All in all, you know, we gave a great effort just with some of the other things that we just didn't do well. I mean, some of the things we knew you had to do, and that's not, you know, commit those mistakes and score more points. So that's kind of it.
FAMU head coach Al Woods' Rattlers now fall to 2-3 on the season, while coach Jerry Mack and his second-ranked Eagles improved to 3-1. Under the Friday night lights in Houston, ninth-ranked Alcorn State picked up its third win of the season with a 24-17 win over the winless Tigers of Texas Southern. Coach Fred McNair's Braves attack was led by QB Lenoris Footman, who passed for 241 yards and a touchdown. Saturday in the Windy City of Chicago, the top-ranked Grambling State Tigers beat Clark Atlanta 31-20 to win the 20th annual Chicago Classic. The Panthers were a Division II team and won the Classic a year ago, drew first blood after kicker Carlos Saldana capped an 88-yard drive with a 29-yard field goal. But then Grambling State quarterback Devontae Kincaid came off the bench to complete 19 of 31 passes for 231 yards and 3 TDs. The second-ranked Aggies of North Carolina A&T remained unbeaten with a 21-7 win over South Carolina State. Coach Rod Broadway and his 5-0 Aggies survived a defensive slugfest in which free safety Jeremy Taylor forced the Bulldogs of South Carolina State into the giving spirit. Taylor forced 2 fumbles and snagged an interception on the defensive side of the ball, while the offense got support from special teams as Aggies freshman kicker Noel Ruiz booted 3 field goals. Speaking of undefeated, don't look now, but the 4th-ranked Bulldogs of Bowie State are on fire as Coach Damon Wilson's Dogs devour the Broncos of Fayetteville State 64-31. BSU quarterback Amir Showtime Hall connected 22 times on 32 pass attempts with 329 yards and 4 TDs while scoring another with his legs. That wasn't all the Bulldogs had going on. The redshirt senior running back Robert Chesson broke loose for 172 yards and 2 more TDs. And Bowie State has now outscored its opponents in 5 games, 285-78.
We had a game plan. We know we was going to face a high-powered offense, and we thought our plan would be successful against it. And we gave it our best shot. They are good at what they do, but they are a high-powered offense.
Fayetteville State head coach Richard Hayes. The 5th-ranked Virginia State Trojans made mincemeat out of Livingstone with a 56-18 win. The now 4-0 Trojans amassed 424 yards in total offense, and almost half of that is credited to quarterback Nico Johnson, who connected on 12 passes for 202 yards and 3 TDs. In other action, the Tennessee State Tigers fell in double overtime to Eastern Illinois 19-16. Coach Rod Reed's Tigers appeared to have won the game when the Panthers botched a pass into the end zone on the final play of the second OT. But a pass interference call on TSU sophomore cornerback Neiman Armstrong gave EIU the ball first and goal on the 1-yard line. And on the next play, Eastern Illinois quarterback Scotty Gilkey dove over the line of scrimmage, just breaking the plane for the game-winning score. Meanwhile, the Golden Rams of Albany State put a stop to a 2-game losing streak with a 34-9 win over SIAC Conference foe Miles College. The win keeps ASU in the top 10 in the final spot. I did not mention the 5th-ranked Bison of Howard this week because Coach Mike London and his upstart Bison had the week off.
Check me out right here on UMT Radio with more sports information and updates just for you, and we'll talk about the sports you want to talk about. I'm Trevin A. Jones with your UMT Sports Report. Follow me on Twitter at UMT Sports Report. I think we just scored a touchdown.